Hear that sound? That's the sound of high fashion coming not from Paris or Milan, Antwerp or L.A. Nope, that sound comes from Chisago City, a burg about 45 minutes north of the Twin Cities. It's the sound of every new pair of clogs that walks out of Sven Comfort Shoes.
My name is Marie Rivers, and I am a clog maker.
Marie makes the clogs that Hollywood stars wear. Her company is one of only two clog manufacturers in the country.
We not only make clogs here, but we have a big retail store that only carries real comfortable shoes, and we can fit clogs right for your foot.
Marie has been making clogs for over 30 years. She was once married to Sven, a Swede who started the business. Today, she sells 20,000 pairs of clogs and clog boots a year to 300 stores nationwide. She and her 9 employees are kind of like cobbler elves.
Who wears your clogs?
Anywhere from nurses, doctors that stand a lot in surgery. They're very good for your back, good arch support, chefs, and a lot of movie stars, a lot of celebrities out in New York.
Marie charts the rise and fall of clogs to about 10-year cycles. In the 70s, it was hippies, then nurses and chefs. Now?
We are high fashion. A lot of high fashion. If you look on the internet, you'll see a lot of the celebrities like Julianne Moore has many clogs of ours. We've got Angelina Jolie has a pair of boots of ours. Michelle Williams has some.
In addition to the Sven brand, Marie makes private label clogs for a New York designer. She says some customers have flown in, stocked up on clogs, and enjoyed a weekend in the Twin Cities on what they saved over New York prices.
So it's funny to watch like The Devil Wears Prada and see our shoes on there on the movie screen. It's really neat.
A fashionista would have a fit down in Marie's basement. Leather skins are draped everywhere. Wooden soles are lined up like soldiers. She shows me the steps.
Okay, well, right now I'm going to be, we call it shaving leather down, because when you put two pieces of leather together, it gets to be too thick. So we have to sometimes shave it. And what we have here is a machine with a giant roller that's a razor blade, so that when you put this through, it shaves off some of the leather.
Marie walks over to a huge machine. It exerts 2 tons of force to cut the leather hide.
We put the dye right down on it and then punch the buttons, and that makes like a giant cookie cutter.
She takes the upper to another machine.
We're in the sewing department. These are the shafts for the little 5-inch boots that we were working on. Now this is a double needle machine. It's decorative and makes the boots a lot stronger too.
So it's shooting out 2 parallel lines of stitchery.
Correct.
How often do you make mistakes?
On a daily basis. I mean, just on sewing. And then over here, when I'm done, Tracy takes it over here. And she whip stitches the back to put it together. And then she's putting on the heel caps and the back straps there. And then when that's done, they have to go over here and have rivets and buckles and everything put on. And that's what Dawn does.
And this is all by hand.
It's all hand work.
The wooden soles come from Sweden, Austria, and Italy. Marie staples them onto the leather.
Sure,
it's one of the
right
last
color.
Steps.
And how many people will have touched a particular clog by the time it leaves here?
A lot. I mean, there might be 4 of us working, but we can touch that clog 25 times before it goes out the door. Sometimes even more. It's amazing how many different steps there are, like for the boots, especially with the sheepskins one that I showed you. It's got leather on the inside, eyelets, it's got to be shaved and glued, and other pieces glued, the bottom glued, grooved out, stapled, lested, bring it back, staple the back. I mean, it's just so much buffing it, checking to make sure that the sheepskin didn't shrink anywhere, putting in shoelaces, getting the boxes, melting the threads. It's just a lot of work. I'm tired just thinking about it.
I had no idea.
Yes, it gives you better appreciation when you walk into a store and look at a shoe. It really does.
To find out more, go to svensclogs.com or take a drive to Chisago City. You can't miss it. For Cafe I, I'm Diane Richard.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.